The White House has told the Environmental Protection Agency to take a close look at all the various programs aimed at restoring the Great Lakes. Environmental groups from the Midwest say they welcome the review and wouldn't mind if some programs are consolidated. But about 20 Great Lakes groups met in Racine this week to hone their message that cleaning up the lakes requires more resources. Cameron Davis of the Lake Michigan Federation says the White House and Congress have not been shy about spending more money on the Florida Everglades.
We do know that the Everglades was authorized to receive billions of dollars, and the Everglades are in one state. The Great Lakes are surrounded by eight states. We've got 95% of the nation's fresh surface water here in the Great Lakes. So I think restoring the Great Lakes, recovering the Great Lakes, is going to be, in the end, a multi-billion dollar investment. But if we don't do it, our beaches are going to continue to close. We're going to continue to see invasive species come and unravel things like the Friday night fish fry. And we're going to continue to see habitat degradation.
The environmental groups are gearing up for a December 3rd meeting in Chicago with the EPA, members of Congress, and local and state officials. Davis says anyone can be part of various Great Lakes working groups that are being set up. Just go to the EPA's website at epa.gov. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.